Well, how long should your article be? Well, let's take this question another way. How short should your article be? See, there's this stupid thing that's going around the world, and it's been going around for a while. It says that we're more busy all the time. And so it says that because we're more busy, we're going to read less in our email. We're going to read less in an article. We're going to read less about whatever it is that we're going to read about. Well, that's total nonsense, isn't it? I mean, you read what you're interested in, and that's what you do. And when you get interested in something, you actually want to read more of it. So you'll get some big guru telling you that you shouldn't write more than an article that's, say, 5 minutes. It takes 5 minutes to read. That's nonsense. First of all, you should never tell your person, your article reader, how long it takes to read the article. That's a sure sign of your inexperience. It's telling me that you don't have the ability to hold my attention. So when you see an article written saying, oh, it only takes 5 minutes to read this article, then you know that that writer doesn't have the confidence to hold you. A writer should be able to hold you for as long as that writer needs to hold you reading that article. So the first thing is, time is irrelevant. What's relevant is the structure of the article, the way it answers the questions, and the drama. But more importantly, there's also the medium. Now, if you look at a New Yorker article, for instance, it's 15 pages of information. When you look at Men's Health, for instance, it's small snippets. It depends on your audience. But in Men's Health, there are small snippets and there are a 15-page article. In New Yorker, there is a couple of paragraphs in terms of short articles and there are 15-page articles. Online and offline, it's all a factor of creating enough drama and enough sustenance for that article to be read by someone. How do you do that? You do that with structure. You do that with drama. You do that by keeping the customer, the reader, involved in what you're doing. But to go there and say that an article is 5 minutes long or is 500 words long, that's total nonsense. I've written articles that have been 500 words long. I write articles that are 800 words long. I write articles that are 1,500 words long. It is not the length of the article that matters. It is the ability to hold that customer and keep them moving through the article, slip sliding through the article with your drama, with your ability to create that drama and to make sure that it's put together with solid structure. So I want to read it. It's not about short. It's not about long. It's about what you're saying and how you're saying it and in what medium you're saying it. Now, admittedly, certain media has restrictions. For instance, when I'm writing for newspapers worldwide, they'll want specific number of words in their article because that's their space. They want 800 words. Well, I can't get away with 1,500 words unless we go into a different format. So sometimes you get a very specific brief from the person you're writing for, and you have to stick to those 800 words. Now, when you're writing your newsletter online, you might be told that 500 words or 300 words is enough or people don't read more than that. That doesn't work. When you're writing for yourself, you have to gauge how long can I keep the reader reading? Have I covered these essential points? And this is what it boils down to. Your outline that you have in your notes in the article writing course, that's the core. You have to answer those questions. Once you've answered those questions, once you finish the core outline, your core structure, your core skeleton, you're done. That's it. That's all you need to know. That's how long or short your article needs to be. It's not gauged by number of words. It's not gauged by how many minutes it takes to read. It's how you write it and answer those questions in your core outline. That's all that matters.